の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
I myself, am in Mount Shasta, and I camped up there last night with my group. We were in the, I think we were parts of the, it felt like we were in the higher fifth dimension, easy. We got in contact with the Pleiadian commanders last night, and he came down to visit us at our campsite. We also saw Sasquatch, and we saw a huge Bigfoot print right next to our campsite this morning, which was really fun. But I'm so grateful to Don and Doug at BBS Radio for arranging this today. And I'd love to see if my, I'll see if my next guest is on. We'll see here. Okay, yes. Okay, great. Great. If we could get our Jill is with, Jill, how are you doing, my friend? Let's see
it's
here.
It's great. How are you, Ted?
Oh, good, good. It's so good to talk to you, Jill. Jill Tower is a fantastic, she's so modest, but also I'll say good things about her. She's a fantastic medium and psychic in an undisclosed location somewhere in the Western United States. I'll keep her location secret. this second hour will focus on messages from six U.S. presidents, six or seven, as well as messages from Benjamin Franklin and other benevolent entities. It is the 4th of July today here in the United States, which is the celebration of our anniversary of the founding of the United States. It was on July 4th, 1776. And so I thought it'd be appropriate. All of the great these great presidents wanted us to give these messages out today. I was originally woken up. I think, Jill, did they wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, too, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, Dad. I get woken up at 3 in the morning many times and guided up to what work I need to do for the planet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Yeah, I was woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning a couple of weeks ago, and when you're woken up by six U.S. presidents all at once, you should follow what they say. So I've got about 25 pages worth of notes here, and I'm glad I didn't type them up on my computer, because I realized that if I do that, then I can't do the Zoom interview. So I'll have to for the next interview here, I'll have to use my other computer. But anyway, why don't you start off? We've got, I want to start off with George Washington first off, and then I'll bring in Jill. He says, George Washington said, he was a funny guy. He says, we're not chopping down cherry trees now. And he said that there's always struggles that are happening because people have free will. He said, listen to your heart and bless your heart. And it's the best way to look at all things in relations. Because of all the negative energy on the planet, but try to rise above it, and we will get through it. Stand tall, stay strong, and with love in your heart, see the beauty in yourself and the planet and all, and in yourself and each other and everyone around you. Jill, you took, there's quite a bit more notes, but I wanted to start that off, and Jill, I'd love your comments on that too.
George Washington is a big presence, for sure. And he wants everybody to stand up and stand united, which is the way our country was founded.
Right.
And isn't very happy about the discord, of course, that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But knows that we do have the capabilities to stand united, and we all need to learn to think differently and love one another.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got two presidents, or actually Ben Franklin and John F. Kennedy, both patiently waiting. I think I'll go first with Ben Franklin, only because that's easier on the notes I took. And then we'll follow with President Kennedy. He said that what's happening now on the planet, we could go several different ways. We could choose a negative path or a positive path, or a path with delays on the ascension. And he says, by all the things he sees from the other side, They are definitely charging an ascension path, but it's all up to all of us to make the right choices so we can continue on a positive path. The negatives will not be successful, he said, and just stay the course. And we will get through this. And the most important thing he said too was to stand together and to keep this country together. Abraham Lincoln came in just after Benjamin Franklin gave this message, and he said that, of course, he faced a lot of challenges, of course, during the Civil War in the 1860s. And he said, be positive and don't allow the fear in. One of the things Abraham Lincoln even talks about how bad our U.S., the major media is here in the United States. And not pay too much attention to what you hear on television, for example, on mass media programs, because often they have an agenda behind them. Myself, the only agenda I've got is to tell the truth and try to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. Those are my goals. But often there's media outlets in the United States and elsewhere that has a different agenda, not of an enlightenment, but of spreading fear. Jill, I'd love your input on that.
Yes, I agree with you, Ted. President Lincoln said that the negativity will not win, but we need to stand strong together as one.
Okay, sure, absolutely. And he was, and of course, after the war, he was assassinated in 1865, which was most unfortunate. But all of these presidents, President Lincoln, of course, Teddy Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and we'll be giving more messages from them in a minute. All of them faced hard adversarial challenges, but they were able to get it through because they were positive and not negative. And so, he finally, Mr. Lincoln said, we were all in this together, and to realize that we are all one.
President Lincoln definitely felt that with his accomplishments as president. Mm-hmm. He truly felt that we were all one.
Wonderful. Absolutely. And that's why they wanted us to have this show today. John F. Kennedy said, you will succeed, be strong, be positive, and we are all with the same messages, and don't let the negatives stop your ascension. He said, when fear envelops, just allow it to pass and focus in on the good. The negatives cannot stop the ascension. This planet is slated for ascension, and we are slated to have a much better and happier world. There's no reason for people to be in fear. There's no reason for people to be negative. We have a lot of good things ahead of us, and they're all anxiously watching us and guiding us all to take the right course. He's also saying that we are all one. We all have the spark of the God or the supreme being within us, and once we realize that, why would you hurt anyone else? Because if you hurt somebody else, you're just hurting yourself, basically. If we're all interconnected and all is one, then why would you want to hurt anyone? I don't know. I've noticed that since I wanted to tell you all of this watching this today, is that I've gotten a bit of a glow being here on Mount Shasta. I've just saw this now I feel much higher vibration after being here. The mountain itself is shifting into the fifth dimension. And so it's been very easy for it's been very easy for the spirits and the Pleiadians to come down and interact with us here at Mount Shasta now. And the vibrations are actually much higher than they were last year. Every year since I've been coming up here for the last 5 years, the vibrations have been getting higher and higher. And I've noticed that now. By the way, Jill, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Good. The other message too that President Kennedy has said is that many more people are coming to the understanding of what's happening on the planet, and the light will prevail over the darkness. President Kennedy also says that when this is all done, you'll have choices to make. you can either follow the light or choose the opposite. And this is what actually what's happening now. This is what Simon talked about at the end of my last hour. He said that people will have to make choices now. They can't sit on the fence any longer. They can either go one way or another. And I hope one of the things that President Kennedy told me about 3 weeks ago with you, Jill, was that we all chose to be here at this time to make these choices. And he said, most importantly, to leave no neighbor behind. In other words, do whatever you can to help help with the ascension. And if you're in an area, for example, the planet where people are not very awake, and they may think you're crazy, give them lots of love and kindness and try to raise their consciousness as best you can. That's all you can do. Open the door for them. Jill, I love your comments on that.
Ted, I keep hearing from all of them that we are so connected, and we truly don't feel that here. Many do, but we really need to help our neighbors and help all of those around us. Mm-hmm. And because we all need, if we're truly connected, we truly need to bring them all with us. So we really should be helping everybody to try and go further up the ladder here, so to speak, and see the truth and stay in the light and definitely spread love.
Right. That's interesting, because one of the messages I'm just looking at now from John F. Kennedy is all about that. He said that the energy entering the earth now is bringing codes of remembrance of love, that love conquers all, and to remain in love. Love your neighbor, love yourself. There's nothing more powerful than love, and we are all so proud of you, because this ascension process, which originally supposed to happen almost 20 years later, but because all of us here have made the right choices now to make this earth a better place, the whole thing has shifted. We've moved it up by 20 years. one thing interesting that Simon said during the first hour on the show with me now was that a lot of these negative challenges dealing with on the planet now, the virus and the shutdowns, that's happening because of the progress we've made, that the negatives want to stop us. And if we hadn't made this much progress, that these negative things wouldn't be happening. Jill, I'd love your comments on that.
Well, what I hear from the other side is that we have all created this. I know that sounds maybe harsh, mm-hmm. but that collective consciousness around the planet has created what we've got going on now. And as people are awakening and growing and learning, we are changing the reality on our planet and to move past all of this. And we just all need to stay focused on love and heal our neighbors, heal ourselves, and truly see this connectedness. We wouldn't be doing the things that we're doing if we truly felt that connectedness.
Right, exactly. Well, as time goes on this year, this is another message I'm getting from George Washington. Now he's come in. Things will change for the better, but it's up to you. He said, spread the word, see the beauty in all around you on this planet. No one is to blame for anything. Struggles just happen. Remain steadfast in your ascension journey. And it's easy to cast blame on our leaders, but remember, everybody, every moment of your life, you always have a choice to do things better. And all of us should work every moment for a better and brighter future. So I thought that all of these messages are extremely inspiring. I just really enjoy talking to all these presidents. And with that, I wanted to tell you that we were supposed to do this show on Monday, and it looks like I'll be having Judy Mikovits and probably Robert F. Kennedy on in a couple of weeks. So be prepared for that. That'll be a lot of fun. It's interesting how I got that in when we were talking about John F. Kennedy earlier. We got a series of messages from Thomas Jefferson and also Theodore Roosevelt. The statue being taken down of Teddy Roosevelt in New York City. Actually, Theodore Roosevelt came in and he talked about us, talked to us about us. He said that they're trying to destroy history, but you have lots of history. And this country is strong, and we can, and we'll survive if we all stand in the truth. Your comments on that, Jill, and what you're hearing from them would be appreciated.
They all want us to stand strong and not allow some of these things to happen, that our history is still there, but taken a turn off our path, and our path is the ascension, and we need to come back to where we need to be. All of these men are just so incredible and made a difference in our country, and it's important for us to know that and remember that.
Right. One of the most important messages. Go ahead, Jill. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just said, what you think, Ted?
Okay, thanks. I think one of the most important messages we received from Teddy Roosevelt here, I like his first name, by the way, was that not to look back, but look forward and become better. Be the best you can be, because you can all be better. But I thought it was important that he said, don't look back, but look forward. Instead of dwelling, for example, on the past of what's happened in this country, he said to look forward and make this world a better place. And he said, you're all powerful spiritual, very powerful spiritual beings. And he asked, what kind of country you want to create? Would you like to create a beautiful, peaceful planet where people live in harmony and peace, and where everyone's truly happy? Then do that. Focus in on treating each other. And one of the most important things, I think, in creating a better planet is to focus in on yourself, because you're a microcosm of the universe. And if you treat each other as well, then that helps create a much better planet. Jill, I'd love your comments on that. And then I've got some more messages from Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, our thoughts matter. Let's realize that, but we need to really try and stay in pure thought is what all these spirits from the other side are telling us. Really keep your thoughts pure and in grace and love, and we can manifest and change this. Mm-hmm. Change this planet to the better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Teddy Roosevelt came in when we were talking a couple days ago, or yesterday, Jill, and he said, you all need to be rough riders for truth and justice. He said, full speed ahead, don't look back, move forward to a better and brighter future. He said, don't dwell on the past, because you really have a lot of good things ahead of you, and this will help get your message out. Remain strong. We are all helping you, and thank you for helping to save the Republic, he said.
Yeah, that's nice. We heard yesterday, too, that words of wisdom from these guys, that every thought is a moment of creation. So look forward and remember that each moment you can create a better future.
Absolutely. One of the people who I really admire, of course, is President Thomas Jefferson. And he came in, he said that equality is the cornerstone of a new earth, where we realize we all have the spark of God with the supreme being within us. He said, really important, I think, yesterday, he said, no man, no woman is better than anyone else. And we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. Isn't that inspiring? I tell you, talking to these spirits has really, really been good. What do you hear from the other side, Jill, now on that?
Yeah, that was beautiful what he said. I liked what Simon said about don't feel guilty about what our ancestors have done because we didn't do it ourselves. And because no man, no woman is better than anyone else. And yes, I love this. I love this message.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This was the first when we were talking to the presidents a couple of days ago for James Madison, President James Madison, to come in. He's got steady, strong, vibrant energy. He's coming in his 40s. I believe he was one of our younger presidents. He said, not only do we need to work together in America, but the entire process of the planet must, everyone here must work together and start seeing things from an energy of love and energy of love. He said, go into your heart and try to and remain there and share God's love with everyone. And this is really important, I think, for the 4th of July today to celebrate our independence. We are one country, but we are also one planet as well. And he said, importantly, the negatives are trying to split us up. But if we all realize that we're all together on this world and in this universe, it'll fail. He said, what's happening this year is not by accident. Many of you, he said, are ascended masters already here to help guide others to truth and justice and the light. He said, remember who you are and know that everyone can make a difference for the good of humanity. Jill, what are you getting from the presidents when I said that?
James Madison is the young spirit, and I feel that when I feel him. Mm-hmm. The general thing that I keep hearing and I'm hearing from him is that we need to lose the illusion of separateness with your fellow man because we're all tied together. So we keep hearing that message over.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Yeah, and that'll help us ascend and shift into the fifth dimension. The interesting thing is now what I'm getting is that think of the larger picture and send love to all of humanity. We are all one. When you realize that, that there will be no more wars and no more conflicts, which I thought was wonderful. He said, lose the illusion of separateness with your fellow man and women, because we are all tied together and we all control the destiny of the planet and each other as well. Jill, I've got lots of other messages, but I was wondering, I'll take a break now, and I want you to, if you could channel, see who else is coming in now for the 4th of July.
You have, as I'm talking to you, you have a lot of Lemurians that are around you, down here in Shasta. And I think they all would like to say hello to you. So are you hearing anything from them, Ted?
Yeah, they're all around. I feel like a lot of little angels around me with wings fluttering around. They were with me last night, and that's one of the reasons why I can see this glow on my face today. It's not only from the coffee, but it's from their good positive energy that's given me a real boost this morning. But I feel fantastic. I always do at Mount Shasta. But especially now, because this is one of the first parts of the planet to shift into the fifth dimension, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that shift right now. I had a Japanese lady and her fiance Anthony and Rieko from southern part of Chan yesterday on the show, and I asked them what parts of the planet will be shifting after Shasta, and they said New Zealand. Let's see, New Zealand, Japan, and there was one more, Hawaii. Hawaii would be shifting as into the higher dimensions, and I thought that was just fascinating. But Shasta's I think it's the first part of the planet shifting now into the fifth dimension. I'm so happy to be here. Are you picking up our friend Admiral Halosaurus there?
No, these Lemurians are pretty strong here with me. want everyone to stand strong on the journey and continue to spread love and continue to see the good in everything. Continue to help your neighbors, be part of your neighbors, to enjoy everything you do, to enjoy the joy, spread the joy, be the joy.
Wonderful. We couldn't have better a better message. I liked the message yesterday that everyone here in the next 5 days would be getting a healing. Any advice on that from our Lemurian? Are you getting from our Lemurian friends, Jill?
Yeah, that message was from Adama, spiritual priest of Talos, and he gave a message of love yesterday for all humanity, and really told us all that we need to stay in love, kindness, and joy, and allow all the love that you have and you gather, you're being given from the other side by the Creator and all of the benevolence to overflow into the planet and to help everyone heal and grow stronger in their spirituality and raise their vibrations. And yeah, it was a lovely message.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to bring in Thomas Edison, who came to us yesterday or the day before. Mr. Edison, of course, was the inventor of the electric light bulb, but he's still very active. No, he's good friends with Albert Einstein. They all work together. But Mr. Edison said that there are so many wonderful inventions, amazing and wonderful inventions here on that you'll be seeing in the next couple of years. He called it a cornucopia of gifts. And it'll be like Christmas every day when these new inventions come out. They'll make this planet a true paradise on Earth. And he said it's truly an exciting time to be alive. I want to stop here for a minute. And Jill, if you could channel, if you wouldn't mind ringing up Mr. Edison, because I wanted to ask just for the fun of it to see what kinds of inventions he's seen coming down the next couple of years.
Oh, that's on the spot, Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'll give you a lot of time. I'll give you 60 seconds. Take as much time as you need.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Let me just say this while you're meditating. One of the first things he's showing me is a car, and they're already starting to do it now, that's driverless. And you'll basically plug in a destination for it, and you won't need to do the steering wheel. The car itself will drive itself to that destination. Won't that be cool? Eventually there will be it'll be like light rail, but it won't be touching the ground. It'll be maglev, and it'll go from one place to another at super fast speeds. It's the same kind of technology that the Talosians have underneath Mount Shasta, because when you go to Mount Shasta, if you go to Talos itself, Talos is 125 miles beneath the mountain of Mount Shasta. So when you enter into one of their shuttlecraft, you go zip right down to Talos in very, very quickly. And you can actually use their shuttle system to go anywhere in the planet. But they use this maglev free energy to travel lots of different places on the planet. And it's funny, I'm getting the message now, go short on the airlines, because their technology, people will still fly, but they won't be flying around as much when they get this free energy. It won't be the same at all. What are you getting, Jill? Are you picking up anything for new inventions?
We will have, he's saying that we will all have free energy, and it'll be sooner than we think. Mm-hmm. They already have now. due to the politics, not been brought forth.
Right.
He's shown me different energy techniques are being, and I don't, maybe techniques is not the right word, different energy projects that are being created and have already been in existence that we aren't using with crystalline energy, he's saying.
Okay.
Lots of things will, he's showing me a separateness of something to heal all the water on the planet. And then he's showing me the ocean.
Wonderful. Has he met Dr. Moto on the other side?
I laughed and said, yes.
Okay.
Dr. Moto.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Oh, Dr. Moto just popped in. He's saying, arigato gozaimasu, which means thank you very much in Japanese for having me come on. Wonderful.
Yeah, he did a lot with water.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. I wanted to ask, since we have Dr. Moto, real quick, I want to ask both Thomas Edison and Dr. Moto about his quote, that God is water and water is God. Love some further elucidation on that. That would be fascinating to talk about.
I'm hearing love. Love is everything, Ted. The vibration and the energy of love is everything. Mm-hmm. So, yes, water is love, and love is water. Love is everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Are you hearing that?
I'm sorry?
Are you hearing the same?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's most important. If there's any one thread through the six U.S. presidents and all of these wonderful our friends on the other side, that love is the most important and powerful force in the universe. That's what I'm getting. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I wanted to ask Dr. Moto and Mr. Edison, how soon, if we make the right choices, that we'll be able to clean up the world's water.
Well, future readings, of course, are tricky. They're saying that depends upon us and our thoughts and what we collectively will manifest on the planet. Mm-hmm. And if we continue in the direction we're going, I'm seeing it is not that far away, but time is an illusion, so I'm not sure what exactly that means as far as how long. Are you hearing any time frames or anything?
I got two, within 2 years. Often they have a double entendre to the meanings. He said if everybody woke up tomorrow, it could be within 2 days. Or even 2 months.
Nice.
But I, under the current timeline, with everything going on, 2 years is what I got.
Okay, nice.
2 years. So that's not bad. That's not bad. The Earth certainly needs a lot of help. One thing I wanted to ask Dr. Moto and Mr. Edison about is water-based organic computers. Will we have those in the future? And if so, I know timelines are hard to look at, but roughly how long do you think might happen?
I'm hearing 3 to 10 years.
3 to 10 years. That's fast, too. That's very fast. Wow.
That's quite a step in between, too. So
it's what?
I think everything's happening pretty, and the way I see our time frame, you know, here is everything seems to be happening fairly fast.
Yeah, it is.
We awake, and it seems to be happening a lot faster than I've seen before when I looked. Things are happening a lot faster now. But we're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing extremely well. One of the messages I want to tell everyone is that during the time of Atlantis, there was a fellow I interviewed here a couple of years ago on my show named Matias Di Stefano. He's from Argentina. He's a young man. He's probably about 31 now. He said that computers during the Atlantean times were organic computers, were water-based computers, and they used something like H302 or H2012. The scientists back in the Atlantean times used successive layers of oxygen molecules as a way for storing memory and information. And the computers themselves were partially alive. And eventually we would discover that as well. Yeah, that's the message I got. And actually,
there are people here.
There are
people on this planet that know that technology now, Ted, what I'm being told.
Yeah, yeah. They just haven't shared it with people. Yeah, I agree. Admiral Halosaurus's ship, Pleiadian ship, is partially organic, and they also have organic computers as well. That's what I'm getting.
And don't forget, there is history stored in crystals also. Mm. So our history will never be lost.
I see. Okay. There is a huge crystal I know at the bottom of the Atlantic in the Bimini area. And that's from the Atlantean times. Does that contain our history as well? And will we find it someday?
I'm not seeing that. Are you seeing that?
Well, I think it's what I'm seeing is that the crystal itself, it does contain history, but it's also was used as a weapon by the Atlanteans. And when the Atlantean civilization imploded, destroyed itself 12,500 years ago, that was one of the things that's left over. Many of the times when ships and airplanes fly over the Bermuda Triangle off the coast of Florida, for example, in the Bahamas, these ships and airplanes often will disappear because they're hit by this crystal energy that was used as a weapon during the Atlantean times. So that's what I know about it. But I think it also contains some history as well of human civilization. What I've been told the Atlanteans did before their civilization imploded is that they put the history of their history of humanity. They put it in three or four different places. One place was on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. That was one spot they put certain tablets in this area, in the Yucatan Peninsula. The second place they put it was off of Bimini, off the coast of Florida. And the third place they did it was at the foot of the Sphinx in Egypt. And they said that when our vibrations go high enough, when our vibrations go high enough, we'll be able to access that information and open up these rocks so we can go in and access this information. It'll be an incredible gift to humanity to discover the hidden history of humanity. It'll go back about 200,000 years. And at that point, we will be able to access Atlantean technology. That day is not far off, not far off at all.
Yeah, I'm hearing that's true.
Yeah, they're not far. I got within 10 years. Yeah, if we continue on this ascension path, I'm looking, what they said, 8 to 10 years, we'll be discovering that. What an amazing time to be alive, isn't it, Jill?
It's an amazing time. And I think when we all are functioning and truly vibrating in the fifth dimension, we'll have knowledge of all of that.
Yeah, we will. And we're starting to do
that
now, actually.
We'll have knowledge of all of that. Because at that point, we can go into different, we'll be able to see different time frames, be able to see different dimensions, and be able to see where.
We are getting a lot of, the other message I'm getting now is that we're getting a tremendous amount of help from the other spirits and other civilizations watching this planet in our ascension. We're completely surrounded. All eyes are on planet Earth right now in the universe. This is the most exciting game in town, my friends. And you're here. If you're watching this broadcast or listening to it, you're now part of this historic moment. Myself, I've been here 52,000 years, or two Mayan Ketun cycles. I've been here a long time. I came down from the Pleiades to help in the ascension. And now I feel grateful to be able to help it, and also to have Jill and all of helping with the ascension, and all of you listening today. It's not just one person doing it. It's everyone doing it. One thing that President Kennedy has told me many times is that back before he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, he was trying to institute changes from the top down to make the planet a better place and happier place. But the difference between then, 1963, and now, 2020, is that those same changes, instead of coming from the top down so much, are coming from the bottom up. And so it's impossible for the negatives elements to stop this ascension from the bottom up, because there's just too many of us to stop it. There's a story the spirits wanted me to share with you from World War II. In 1942, the Nazis in Denmark asked all elementary school teachers to teach Nazi doctrine to elementary kids in Denmark. Every single teacher in Denmark refused to do that, but yet not one teacher went to a concentration camp. That's because there were too many of them, and all of them banded together at once. And so it's the same way today. If you see something out there that bothers you, that you don't feel it's right, don't go along with it. Find a way around it. What are you hearing, Jill?
It's good in everything. We just need to look for it. We can't go alone. If this ascension is to progress, more and more people, we need everyone. We need everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone's help with it.
Right. What John F. Kennedy said. Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that any one of us can do alone. Then they're saying we can stay in the fifth. We can raise our vibration. We can do that individually, but as a planet, we all need to do that to be able to for the planet to truly ascend, and that's what we truly want.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. That's great. What President Kennedy told both of us here a few weeks ago was to leave no neighbor behind, and that's difficult because many people still aren't awake, but they will. They'll wake up, and I know that they are actually. Remember within your heart, all of us are family, and remember that we are all one family of humanity on this planet, which I thought were really beautiful messages.
Yes.
One of the things as we go into the fifth dimension, and I've got Albert Einstein is here, and he said finally you found me. He wants to say quite a bit. He said that he's told me this before. He said that we don't live in a deterministic universe, that there's a spiritual reason for synchronicity, and we are all here for a reason. And this is a message actually we're getting from several different spirits. When you see synchronicity, this is from Adama. When you see synchronicity in your life, don't ignore the synchronicity, because things happen for a reason. and go into the synchronicity and understand what the message is for you, because it's part of the new higher vibrations of the planet. And he also said that there's two different kinds of minds we have. I've talked about this before. There's the heart mind, and then there's the logical mind. The logical mind is part of the third dimension here, but the heart mind is part of your soul. And according to my friends in the Hollow Earth, Zora in the Hollow Earth tells me that the heart mind is something like 2,000 times stronger than your logical mind. And so if you pay attention to your heart mind, you'll never go wrong. It takes time and practice to know your heart mind. I know I come from a psychic family, and I've been in touch with the other side for about 25, 26 years. But it took years of practice to get to the point where I could listen to this, to the messages from the other side, and pick things up with my heart mind. But you can do it. Everyone can. I've just written a book called Journey to the Other Side, talking to angels and other benevolent beings, and that'll be published in Germany in a couple of months in both English and in German. And I'll sure be happy to let you know when it's published. I also have a book called Messages from the Masters. It's a book about messages from, here it is, from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Our Bright, Beautiful Future. I was contacted about 5 years ago, and they all asked me to write this book with their messages, so I did. And if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, it's just $20 and includes a free reading from yours truly. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also order it on Amazon, but you don't get the free reading if you do. But either way, I hope you can order it. Jill, tell me a little bit about synchronicity and how that's helped you in your life.
Well, I think more and more things are happening that, and then something else will happen, and you'll hear the same thing again. And we really need to pay attention to those things, and go within and don't disregard them. More and more people are questioning this, questioning things, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, that this is just people waking up, and so we all need to receive that and allow that to come in and understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How has synchronicity helped you in your life, Jill? Could you give us an example?
Oh, how about you, Ted? Can you tell me how it helped you?
Absolutely. I'll never forget the time I was walking past a slot machine north of Spokane, Washington. This is back in the late 90s. And I just gotten gas, and I was walking by this slot machine. They have different slot machine, little casino there. And I got a message to put in 50 cents into this machine. And then I had two different voices. The first one said, go ahead and do it. And the second voice was, no, it's going to be a waste of money. Why do you want to put 50 cents out? And I thought, but I listened to the first voice, and I put it in, and I pressed down on the lever. And lo and behold, all these bells and whistles went off, and I walked out the door with something like almost $70, and it was just right at the right time. So when you get those little voices in your head, and there's a synchronicity involved in saying do this or don't do that, pay attention to them, because often they're coming from your spiritual guides as to what to do. All of us have guides. Many of us have more than just one guide. I think today, where I'm broadcasting from at Shasta, there's a whole ton of Lemurians here. There's also Albert Einstein and President Kennedy and Nostradamus and Robert F. Kennedy and a whole bunch of beautiful, beautiful spirits. Adamus here, Admiral Halosaurus is here. So, and they're always sending you lots of messages. So pay attention to these messages, because thoughts are things in the fifth dimension. We are shifting now from the third quickly into the fourth, into the fifth. There are parts of Mount Shasta now in the fifth dimension, and I can sure feel it up at this campsite where I've been. I feel this glow around me today, and I feel like I'm partially floating with all the good energy coming in. So it feels so good to be here, and I want to thank Jill. I want to thank you so much for your help today in channeling these beautiful messages from the great presidents and Adama and Lemurians and Edmahelosaurus. Jill, would you like to give out your contact information so people could contact you for a reading, maybe?
Sure. Jill Tower, and I'm in Montana, and my phone number is 406-321-1433, and I would really like to share his message that he shared yesterday, Ted, if we've got time.
Yeah, we have time, a minute or two. Sure, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says, greetings from Hallow Earth. This message is of love for all humanity. You are all vessels of love. As you begin the work to open your higher chakras, many things will become more clear for you. Many of you are spiritually open now and must allow the overflow of love that you are receiving to spread across the planet, helping others to discard old traumas that are holding them back. Find ways to bring kindness and joy to others. Allow your overflow of love to fill those around you, and it will spread and gain greater energy upon the planet. Receive and allow this love vibration and carry it with you, and allow all and this alone will heal all. You were created in this love, and now remain in the grace and glory of it. Many have been given this gift of healing, others with touch, and listen to your inner guidance and share this with others. Now is the time to act using all the gifts that you were given with gratitude and love freely to all. No more holding back. Share with joy in your heart space. You, my friends, are creating with every moment and the experience around you. You are capable of creating what you call heaven on earth. And then he would like also, because he says there are other people listening now that weren't listening before yesterday. He says that he would like to offer a healing to all everyone that's listening right now, and all who hear this message need to allow, ask, and receive a healing from the Lemurians now.
Great. Allow, ask, and receive, and you will receive the healing. Actually, I asked for a healing yesterday for my teeth. I have some teeth issues. And I can tell this morning my teeth feel much better, and I think I am getting a healing now. So I want to thank him so much. Jill, thank you so much for bringing it.
Beautiful.
Sorry?
I said that's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel it. My teeth are feeling much better. I hope everyone has a wonderful 4th of July, and I want to thank Doug and Don and everyone at BBS Radio for helping me with this broadcast. And, of course, Simon and Jill, thank you so much for coming on today, my friends, and I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. We'll be broadcasting again a week from today on Saturday, and I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. Bye-bye, everyone, and happy 4th of July. Bye-bye. Better times are ahead for all of us.
Hikari